can't sleep. Gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
Welcome to a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 230, recorded on June 23rd, 2020. I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
That wasn't too bad, was it?
Yeah. No, I don't know. We'll see later. We'll see in post.
I mean, we've got a black screen going out on the stream, so that's good, right?
Oh, yeah. That's how it's supposed to go. Oh, yeah.
So, just so everybody...
I'm Brent Copeland.
And we have a special guest tonight. We have Ghost from Texas with us.
Hello. How are you?
We are experimenting with new technology, and it's going very well. How are you doing?
I can tell you're experimenting with new technology.
Which, we're not alone. You're experimenting with new technology lately, too.
I am, yeah, yeah. New streaming technology, especially.
Yes, you have always been a Mixer streamer, and we learned this week that Mixer is no more.
It's gone. Well,
and so you started your first stream on Twitch tonight.
Yeah, my first like official stream, like moving over to this platform. I've done like an occasional stream on Twitch here or there in the past to like test something out or if Mixer was down. But yeah, no, this was the first like moving over to Twitch and starting over. So.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Were we your first raid?
You were.
That was nice.
Yes, I learned how to use the slash raid command, so that was cool. Mixer should really implement that.
That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, hey, we should really take that back over to Mixer and see if they can do something.
I think it's at share Facebook/no.
So, Ghost, you've been doing this Minecraft thing for a while, haven't you?
I started playing Minecraft, not as long as probably most people, but especially y'all, but I started back in 2015, so relatively new, I guess, like,
yeah,
so, but
you still
1.7.10 was like the hot modding thing whenever I first started, so
okay.
And, I was never in 1.6.4 or 1.2.5 or any of the earlier versions.
See these numbers? Mm-hmm. they don't like mean anything to me.
They don't mean anything to you?
No, because it was like, oh, remember the Halloween update? We don't know the number for that.
Yeah, they all just kind of blend together.
Really? Oh, I got it. Yeah. Like the aquatic update or the adventure something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember the adventure update.
And of course, we'll be talking about the new update that just came out today. But there's been an update on the villagers. There's been an update on... the ocean updates on, let's see what other stuff. I know there was another big update, biomes, I guess.
Well, they added the Nether.
Well, yeah, Halloween,
I mean, that was a long time ago,
2011 or something. But there's never been any updates on like caves in general. So I think that's probably what is going to come next. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Because they really haven't done anything to caves, right? They're just, you just...
Like the mines or stuff? Was that... What update was that?
Yeah, they did add the... Yeah, they added the mines. You remember that?
Mine shafts? Before my time.
Yeah, but it wasn't like... I wouldn't call it like a big up... Like, they weren't just focused on caves. Like, okay, guys, we're going to go freaking nuts on caves. And you're going to get like... all kinds of new stuff, like new cave biomes and new like cave materials.
Ooh,
and cave
actually
enchantments
cave
and
biomes would be cool,
right? They just added a couple of things to a cave. That's great, but I think that's the next big thing. But I'm going off on a tangent, but we'll talk about the Nether in this episode.
Yeah. So, but Ghost, you've mostly been doing modded stuff, right?
I pretty much exclusively do modded. I did my I played with a content creator named Marty's Games back in the day. He did a vanilla server, and that's actually right when 1.8 rolled out. And I don't know what update that was other than 1.8. So I don't know what was released. But that got me into Minecraft in general. And then I did modded right after that. And I basically never more or less left modded in some form or fashion. So, yeah.
And I've actually watched some of your streams, believe it or not. Just occasionally. But you're talking serious modded too. Like, you've got some really complex stuff going on.
We try to bridge the gap between doing something that's got a lot of like heavy automation and coordination going on to do some stuff outrageously, but also try to make it look good at the same time. So typically we do like a very messy setup at the very beginning, and then we try to build something later that encompasses it in like a really nice, pretty format with, you know, good building and everything. So we have like a few people that kind of cover all those aspects.
We need you to fix this mess, please. Can you fix this mess?
Exactly. Yeah. Build this for me.
and you actually, like, Direwolf and I talked a little bit about how we've been doing these Minecraft meetups at conventions, but like, you've been doing those since the beginning too.
The shaft.
Since I started kind of gotten involved, I worked at a company called Nerd Kingdom back in the day, and we were making a game called Tug. And Tug was had some connections with the Minecraft modded community because we were wanting to do modded, and it was an open world survival game. But that's how I got to know people like Direwolf and Bombar and like a few others. And I met Direwolf and Bombar for the first time, literally no clue who the heck they were. I was just introduced to them for like through the company, and I'm like being introduced to Bombar, and he's, you know, especially at the time, man, like Forgecraft was booming at that point. And it was, I had no clue who Palmar was. I was just like, he's just some dude.
We should get him on here to talk about those days. I bet he has some good stories.
Well, I remember Tug. Wow, that brought back memories. I think we were invited to an alpha or something, maybe way back when we were Deadlift Party.
About like 2013, 2014 timeframes.
Wow. Okay. I hadn't thought about that in a long time. Cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember that game.
It's probably for the best.
I think we liked it. It was because, you know, at the time there wasn't, I mean, there was Minecraft. There was a couple of different game studios started creating, you know, some survival type stuff. But this one had really nice graphics, like Zelda-like, and, you know, it's just very lush and very detailed and cool.
Yeah, you made use of like that really flat color scheme that a lot of games sort of started migrating to.
Yeah.
And we were trying to do the heavy terrain formation where it wasn't just blocks, it was trying to sculpt and make it rounded and you know, and all that. So it was a big challenge, and I was the lead programmer there for a few years. So
really, that's so cool. Nerd Kingdom?
Yeah.
Okay, that's so cool. Okay. Neat.
That's how I got started on streaming. I was doing creative streams with Tug and building some cool stuff, and then it just migrated over to Minecraft, and then that's how I started building the community initially.
He still does programming streams, and I will never stop being amazed that people like watching other people code.
Yeah,
that seems like paint drying to me, and it blows my mind.
I have no idea why people like watching that. It's so weird.
Do you watch people code?
I have been so busy just with my own stream and then work. I don't watch typically streams in general. I haven't like in a long time. Now with this whole move to Twitch, I got to start networking and everything again. So I'm definitely going to start watching a lot more streams now, but,
A lot of people are playing, EverQuest now. So if you start playing that, you'll definitely find some streamers.
Oh, is that a new game? I haven't heard about this one. It just come out.
That's hilarious. I'm going to be streaming on Twitch more soon also.
On Twitch?
On Twitch. I actually had a pretty good turnout last night. My Twitch numbers were better than my Mixer numbers, which is pretty weird. That's only happened once before, and that was after a Maz raid.
Oh, is my camera out of focus? Hold on.
That may not be your issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's in focus for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, my camera's in focus.
It might be a Zoom issue. Well, okay. Do we want to move on?
Sure.
Are y'all waiting for me? Because the bumpers ain't happening. Oh, wait, is this... Yeah. Yeah. Our journeys. Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
No, The only I've been working on the listener contributions buffer for like 10 minutes now.
Okay.
I haven't been talking.
So you want to be invited on the shafts.
We just wanted to make sure you would want to come back.
Yeah. This is us showing you how bad it can be. And then next time it'll be better. I swear.
Hey, if you need content, Wes and I can just go toe to toe and try to outdo each other with dad jokes.
We've had competitions.
So our journeys, this is the segment where we talk about what we've been up to in Minecraft for the past week or past however long, whatever, any notable stories that you might have. And I had a failed attempt at reaching the Nether today. So the Nether update came out today and I was trying to race to get to the Nether as quick as I could before the show. Because like it just came out today and we do a Minecraft podcast. So I need to at least see it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I remembered watching those speed runs and stuff. So I thought, okay, I remember what to do. So I could get there in just a few minutes, you know? So use hands, punch tree, get wood, create an axe, create a shovel, you know, break, gravel, get flint, you know. So I was going through the motions, getting all this stuff, and I'm like, wow, I'm like so close to making a portal now. This is awesome. And then a skeleton comes out of nowhere. He shoots me. I get knocked back into a hole that I had no idea was there, and all of a sudden I'm in lava. It's like Jesus. So then I was like, okay, do I even want to do this again? Because that was so much work, you know. And I there was a bit of luck too, right? Finding everything I needed. So I was like, okay, all right, one more time. So I get up, I respawn, and I couldn't find where the gravel pit was that I found. I was lucky to even find that. So I'm like all over the place trying to find stuff. I'm getting hungry. I'm punching pigs. And I'm just like, okay. So I get pretty far. It starts to get nighttime. I'm like, oh man, this is taking a lot longer than I thought. And now it's dark. Well, good thing I have some wool because I'd punched some or killed some sheep earlier. And so I thought, okay, I'll just make a bed real quick. So I put my, you know, I'm in the process of actually crafting the bed. And then giant explosion, freaking creeper blows me up. And I was like, that's it. I'm out. Second time, man. There is no third time. I'm done.
Yeah.
And then I start getting ready for the show tonight. So that was my attempt at the new update.
Yep. Well, so, you know, that's good. You could have just carried some water over and poured it on that lava and gotten the obsidian.
Yeah, but I would need iron. And I had just gotten iron blocks. I had just mined the iron. So I still need to cook it and then make the bucket. You know, so I was close, but oh well. So.
Well, I haven't been playing much Minecraft this week, but last week I really dug into some more Sky Factory 4. And I got super duper serious and I'm like, I'm tired of not having my stuff. And so I started building my giant, what is it called? The smelter, you know, and that required me to have so many ingredients that I had to build a big giant forest of spawning trees. And yeah, that's what I spent my whole time doing, is creating a big giant forest of trees that spawned things that I could turn into baked bricks. So that's what you get for playing Sky Factory, hours to create one thing.
Yeah, sounds about right. And you wanted us to join you, right?
Yeah, I've still got it on a multiplayer server. And you guys can come and hang out with me and learn some of this stuff. I did have two other things. I've been playing this game called Gunfire Reborn with Caleb this week. Roguelike shooter, you know? And so I've been really focusing on that. But I did also talk with Mavidosi of PAA Streaming. And I don't know if you remember, but I had her, you follow their channel a few weeks back while she was sick. and she's still as angry about it. And they were like, they were talking about, they're getting their community together. Her husband slips, re-proposed to her, and they're going to get married again. And if there's any way I can do it, I don't know if you remember the joke, but back in the old Minecraft days, they used to joke around, bring me the head of Wes Wilson. And so I've told them that maybe I could be on a green screen and I could be the floating head of Wes Wilson and I could marry them. I could do their ceremony.
That's awesome.
So we're going to see. We're going to see about this.
Like tuck skin and everything to go in the game.
Yeah, well, that's just it. I just want to be the floating head because it was supposed to be the head. This is back in the days where you could get people's heads in Lords of Minecraft. And that was their big thing. I want the head of Wes Wilson. So, and Ash is picking on me because I complained about Sky Factory 4 when her partner is the creator of that mod. So,
but you love it still. I mean,
I'm enjoying it. It's the only Minecraft I've wanted to play in years, literally.
Wow.
Sky Factory is a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, Brent? I need to join you. I've just been rebuilding Rivervale from EverQuest in Minecraft on our server to try and recreate EverQuest in Minecraft so I can just merge the two and just play EverQuest while I play Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if there's any halflings out there that want to help build Rivervale, let me know. We'll get you in there.
Hey, bro, I heard you like some game in your game, so we put some game in your game.
That's right. So soon our server will just be Minecraft with EverQuest and Ingress, and maybe we can put some WoW in there. Yeah. They might actually have some Minecraft maps already pre-made with WoW out there.
We could do some TF2 stuff.
That's true. Yeah. There's a poster somewhere around here of our we did a TF2 and Minecraft convention. Basically, the first Minecraft con, probably.
I think it was.
Yeah. But yeah, that was cool. So yeah, that's about it.
Sweet.
So what have you been up to, Ghost?
In Minecraft, does Minecraft Dungeons count?
Yeah.
So we started playing Minecraft Dungeons and checking it out, which I was having a lot of fun with, and I definitely need to pick it back up and play it again. But I finally got a chance to play with T-Love, which I know... I know Wes knows. I'm assuming everybody, most people know T-Love in the Minecraft community. Some of my other community members, Bracka Brad and Swants, and we were playing together, and T-Love and Swants were a higher level than Bracka and I were. And so they were sort of kind of carrying us through some of the higher difficulties and everything like that, kind of getting us caught up in some gear and everything. And I don't know if any of y'all have actually played Minecraft Dungeons yet. Have y'all? Mm-hmm.
A little.
Have y'all beaten the last boss?
No.
Okay. No. So the last boss is sort of like this two-phase fight. You kind of fight the first guy, and then you fight, you know, he dies, and then the big evil dude spawns up, and you fight him. And so what happened is usually the first phase is not hard, but it's very, very tedious. You have to do it. The guy moves around a lot. You're always running around, and it's not hard to kill him. It's just very difficult it takes a long time. The second phase is very, very difficult. There's lots of damage. There's lots of everything. So we were playing and fighting the last boss, and somehow the last boss glitched, and he teleports around the base, this platform that you're on, and he teleported off the base and fell down and died within the first 5 seconds of the fight. So this entire first part of the fight that typically takes like a good 4 or 5 minutes to complete with four people. Literally died within a few seconds. And then the second phase, we were so overpowered for the second phase, we killed the final boss in probably a good 15 seconds from start to finish.
We
actually created like a YouTube video of it. And that fight is typically something that easily takes like 6-7 minutes to complete.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a more memorable moment recently with Minecraft.
Wow.
We liked Minecraft
the first time. Was that the first time you killed the boss?
No, I had killed him before, but this was the first time we killed him on, like, once you complete the normal journey of the game, you play adventure mode and then you play apocalypse mode, the more higher difficulties. So this was adventure mode, the second level difficulty, and it was the first time killing him on that difficulty.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Okay. Cool.
So we created a YouTube video and everything of it. It was kind of funny.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm working on a YouTube video right now of the tsunami that destroyed 4 days worth of work on a City Skylines game. It's kind of heartbreaking. It's a sad one. It's kind of like when we nuked our FTL world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, are you talking about Mixer?
Yeah, now that you mention it.
Well, okay. I guess that's our journeys, right?
Yeah. Do we want to edit in?
And now the news.
There's a bumper. Oh, we do?
No. But for a second there, you were excited.
Hey, you remember back when the whole idea of having Brent do this was so that we could have all the bumpers?
I do.
Next I week. Thought it was so our lips would be synced.
Yeah, well,
that too. We'll the bumpers next time.
Yeah, one fix at a time.
So we have another update. Update 1.16, which came out today.
Today.
It dropped. It's hot.
And yeah. I haven't done anything with it.
No. I definitely have not, but it has new blocks, new items, new mobs, new generated structures, new biomes, and one new enchantment, which is soul speed, which allows players to walk quickly on soul sand. I would imagine a lot of people watching this, if not all of them, already know all of the bits and pieces that are in this update, because this has been in snapshots for the last, I don't know, year. Like, it seems like forever ago they've been slowly introducing this anyway. But I mean, I guess I'm probably most excited about, like, the biomes and just trees in general. That, you know, like nether trees and like the nether, like, I don't even know what they're called, the, like, vines or whatever that you can climb up.
Yeah,
which
the
is
weeping
cool.
And the twisting vines. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, the netherite, you know, for the armor and tools and stuff like that. Those are the most obvious things. But yeah, I mean, there's a crap ton of stuff in there.
I'm excited to dig into it. I really am. I watched my son playing a little bit of the one of the recent Snapchat. No, my son can't have Snapchat. But they were having a really good time, and I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what's going on with that. So,
yeah,
I don't know if I'll play it until we get it on the server, and I don't know when that'll be.
Right, we need to update.
Well, and they need to update all the plugins and everything to go with it. So until that's done, right. But we can't really update the server to it. We may be able to update, like, add a map or a world that you can go in and get stuff. But if we can't bring those blocks back into the main world until it's updated, I don't know what would happen. Like, would it just blow up? Or would it just, well, I don't know. We'll have to check.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I think for now I'll just be once again, trying to get to the nether real quick on my own solo mode. And, you know, I just want to see it and mess around. So, but yeah, we'll have to wait for our public server.
Well, like, the thing that's kind of exciting about it is, like, you can live in the nether now. Like, it's not a thing where you have to come back out. You can find all the stuff you need down there, and that's kind of exciting. Yeah. I'm going to be excited to see what kind of adventures you end up having without coming back, you know?
Mm-hmm. Have you heard about the crying obsidian?
No.
Like, another thing that they apparently have. So it's like a decorative, like, obsidian block that you can get, and it will allow you to change your respawn point in the game, and it also lights up an area.
in the nether, right? So like before you couldn't spawn in the nether, like you
I think that's probably probably like what it's for, but you have to have like the netherite pickaxe in order to get it. So, and the netherite stuff is pretty cool to me, because it's like, when was the last time we've seen anything that's been new as far as armor or tool wise, right? It's been
Was it
gold added after chainmail was added after diamond, right? Chainmail is technically the newest,
if I remember correctly. Yes.
And it kind of sucks.
and it's less quality, right? So it's like the whole netherite thing I thought was really interesting, because it's finally a way to get past the diamond stuff, which always led me to question whether or not they were going to release another boss or challenge post Wither, being like the latest boss, right? Would be like the Wither, or I guess something out in the further part of the end. But yeah, they've needed something for that for a long time. Because diamonds are on the for most people nowadays are so easy to get.
Not
that makes me feel really sad.
I don't know.
I mean, for most people, Wes, diamonds are so easy.
It really depends on your luck too, a little bit, because like I was doing not strip mining, but you know where you maximize your mining.
Strip clubbing.
Yes.
Snapchatting. Was it Snapchatting?
It was. Clubbing strippers with Snapchat.
Branch mining. Sacrifice.
There you go.
Yeah.
And on TGR, I would just like find diamonds everywhere. And Eric was like, I can't find diamonds. I'm like, oh, found another one. And he's like, oh, wow. And another one. And then on the new server, like it's find three diamonds, make a diamond pick, and by the time I'm about to use it up, I find three diamonds. And so it's just like I can never get ahead and make anything else with diamonds but picks. So
it's like living paycheck to paycheck, right?
That's exactly what it's like. Because that's what happened when I got on the Build Guild server and I start branch mining, and I'm like, my God, I've been doing this for hours, and I'm using iron picks because I still want to keep this diamond pick for one day.
And you got five chests worth of redstone, but not a single diamond to go with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So totally. I think I'm going to have to go on the server and do like a stimulus diamond check for everybody. Just send everybody like 10 diamonds or so. 15 diamonds. I don't know.
Yeah.
We created a long time ago on stream, we created something called Minecraft Destinies, which was like a spigot based server, but we actually had like a whole economy, because in vanilla Minecraft there's really not a whole lot of a use for gold like in the game, right? Like other than like maybe trading here or there, but for the most part gold really didn't have that wide of a use. And especially if you were in the Mesa biomes and you would get gold left and right, we created gold as the currency on that platform, so you could then get gold, use it for your normal recipes, but then you could also trade it for diamonds with like NPC villagers and stuff.
Yeah,
and it was kind of fun to do that.
See, that's awesome, because like I don't find any emeralds either.
Well, you have to be in an extreme hills biome, Wes. I don't know if you know that or not.
Really?
Or just, you know, get some villagers. Then you'll have all the emeralds you want.
Yeah. How do you do that?
You trade them stuff and they'll give you emeralds.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to be honest here. Every single time I've played on a multiplayer server, by the time I get around to finding a village, it has been cleaned out and all the people have been piped off to other places where they can sit behind desks in people's houses and do stuff for them. I have not encountered an untapped village in as long as I can remember. So there you have it.
There it is.
But the whole like new biome thing is going to be really cool, and I'm looking forward to the new structures. You know, because we did a little journey into the Nether when we did some multiplayer stuff recently. Recently, what was that? 2 months ago?
Yeah,
it was a while.
And man, we had a good time. And I can't imagine what it's going to be like when there's like more stuff to explore. So
yeah, and the new mobs too: piglins, zoglins, hoglins, striders.
Yeah, you're
a bunch of weirdos.
Oh my!
Yeah. Wild. Also, I guess in other news, and this is just weird that we cover this, but why not? It's started. So two episodes ago, we talked about PewDiePie saying that he's leaving Minecraft and that he's just tired of it. There's basically nothing left to do anymore. And it made headlines, so we talked about it. And then last episode, he said he's coming back. He said, okay. The fans were like, you got to come back. He's like, shut up already. Okay, I'm coming back. Whatever. And then now all of a sudden it's in the news again this week. So PewDiePie reveals when his Minecraft series is actually going to return. So in anticipation for the approaching birthday of Sven, which is his Minecraft dog, PewDiePie is most likely going to continue the Minecraft series on July 3rd. So there you go. If anybody cares, he's coming back the day before the 4th of July.
And we're thinking about doing a show that day. So we'll have more PewDiePie news.
I'm totally screwing you up here.
That's all right. Go up. Go ahead.
Is this sort of like the whole like new Coke recipe thing where it's like you take it away and then everybody just wants it to come back so much. And when you come back, it's even bigger and greater than it was. Is that kind of like what's going on here?
I think so.
5 years.
Right. Yeah. So we left the game for about 5 years and came back. So that was our big thing. But yeah, if he left for like a week and then it was like everybody freaked out. He's like, okay, I'm back. And then everybody's freaking out again. And now he says when the date's going to be and everybody's freaking out. When he comes back, everybody again will freak out.
Yeah.
And then he'll say, you know what? I'm done.
But I got to tell you, I think that if I had PewDiePie's number and numbers and I said, I'm going to quit Minecraft and they responded, I'd be like, man, whatever you want. You got it. You got it. I'm here.
Yeah.
So everybody tell me you should be on the show, right? Because then we'll get the numbers or no.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
I have some PewDiePie connections. Let me see what I can do.
Let's just get his dog on the show.
Then,
we can throw a birthday party for him.
That'd be good. We need to remember to get a birthday cake for him.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Yeah. We can do that.
Email each other a piece.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin Mason also brought up that's the day Hamilton drops on Disney Plus.
Ooh.
So
maybe it's just a tie-in with Sven the dog. Does that have anything to do with Hamilton?
I don't think so. I don't think anything rhymes with Sven.
Nope.
Jen? No. Nope. Okay. So it's great stuff.
What are you doing, the shaft? You really going to go through with this?
I'm going to mine and I'm going to grieve every last one of them.
Listener contribution.
So the really bad thing is I can't even hear the bumpers, so I don't know what's happening.
Wait, but really?
But I heard it beforehand, so I'm good. I kind of remember. Y'all need to download the episode.
Yeah,
on YouTube, because it'll be much better.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play this bumper next week because we don't really even have any listener contribution,
right?
Yeah. Oh, but hey, yeah, that's like a good point. A
bumper that we should play it.
Yes, it's an epic bumper from JBJ Blaze, which we will hold off till next week. But now we have Excavation Station.
Excavation Station.
So this is the segment where we talk about things that we would like to be added or maybe subtracted. Or maybe changed from Minecraft vanilla, things that bother us, things that we wish were there, that sort of thing. And we heard rumors that Ghost has something that maybe you want to contribute, and maybe your fans already know like what you're.
Oh yeah, say. I'm pretty sure if you ask any of my community what my number one biggest complaint with playing Minecraft, especially with the modded, is I want to see if they can actually like guess it at this point
in the chat room.
Yeah, just in the chat room right now. See some of them laughing because they probably know exactly what it is, but I absolutely and completely despise managing all the items like in chest and having chest everywhere and having, you know, there's 500 chests with 80 items split amongst multiple chests and having to deal with it all. And so in modded, there's something called applied energistics, which is like a big, crazy, a lot of people consider it extremely like overpowered, which in a lot of ways it is. It kind of depends on what it is. But I would always like to see vanilla do something where maybe you can have larger chests. Maybe I can now make chest networks together. And like, maybe I have like a whole stack of chests, but I can now group those together into a single inventory view. So there's not like running around to 500 different chests to go like look for something. So that's always been something that I thought would be interesting to have in Minecraft at some point.
Yes. There should be tools for like having like, you should be able to define what thing goes in what's chest and have a hopper for multiple chests. So you just take stuff and dump it in and it all gets filtered down into a bunch of chests by what you allow to have in it.
There's big redstone contraptions that can actually kind of do stuff like that with like waterways and comparators.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's insane the level of that you have to do that. So,
yeah. I mean, I know you can do that. It should be automatic. Like there should be like, I agree with you. Like you end up like going, wait, what's in this chest? What's in this chest? And you sit there going,
where did I put those five diamonds? Or I opened up a chest that was shoved over the lake. Oh my God, there's a stack of obsidian over here. I never knew that was in there. Like,
yeah.
So that's what I did on our last server is I built this whole contraption thing and it sorts it. You just throw it into the top chest and it goes down and there's frames. So you know what's in the chest. And I was pretty much almost done with it, with everything that I would want sorted. And then I got to the end and I got my shulker boxes. And now I never go back to those chests because everything I really want are on all my shulker boxes on me. But then you have that same problem. You've named your boxes and that's about it. And they're still like, oh, did I put it in there and put it down? Okay, not in there. They'll pick it back up. So I could see like one big inventory or something. At some point, maybe all your shulker boxes are combined into, so it's almost like doing creative mode. So it's all just there. And you,
yeah.
So it's either that, or I really think Minecraft needs a way to have a large area where mobs don't spawn. So like you can place torches everywhere, obviously, but something on the level of like building like a beacon structure. And that would like prevent mob spawns within like a certain radius that you define. And it, maybe it's, you know, it costs a lot of materials, nether stars and whatever, but it would basically say like, oh, within this 100-block radius, no mobs will spawn.
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
That's a good idea. Especially because like aesthetics are a big part of Minecraft and a bunch of torches being all over the ground is not good aesthetics.
Yeah. Or lanterns. Like, to actually get enough light output in the area, it's like, even if you do nice posts with your lanterns or whatever hanging off, it still looks like crap because it's like every 5 feet, you got another pole with light sticking off it. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, like maybe a beacon type, you know, some kind of beacon that you can build.
Netherite beacons.
There you go.
Nice.
I like that.
So Eric.
Yeah, so I have one. I don't know, this might be silly, but I think this would be cool. So, you know, when you're playing with your friends and maybe you're all on Discord or something and somebody's like, hey, I just built this, or something exciting is happening for somebody who is in the voice, you know, chat with you. And everybody's like, what? Let me see, where are you at? Hold on, let me find you. Usually they pop a stream up real quick, right? And you're like, oh, okay, now I can see what you're doing, right? See what's happening or see what's killing you. So, but how about like some sort of support for that in the game? So I would think that it would be in the form of a helmet cam. So what it is, it's like a pumpkin or something. It's just like a block, right? You put it on in your head slot. And it would be a color, like I wear like a red helmet cam, and I could give Brent or Wes or Ghost or anybody like what would look like a map, but it's like a piece of paper, but it's also red. So basically when you look at it in your hand, you see a video image of like what I'm seeing, like anything, you know, whatever my view is. Right. And you can look down at any time, you can put it in your inventory and just look at it. Go, oh yeah, look, there he is. Oh, he's running around. So you can actually kind of like follow somebody, or you could see where someone is. You could navigate, you could have blue boxes that connect with blue maps, green, green. So that's kind of how you would keep them separated. So one helmet cam could support maybe 32 or 100 different, you know, people watching it. But I think it'd be a fun way, and it's still kind of Minecrafty. So anyway, there it is.
The Blood Pro helmet.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'm just going to cheat and add on to that. So now you take that and you make a TV block using those color things that you can then turn to different colors and basically changing the channels to other people's cameras. And maybe people could make TV shows with multiple camera angles.
All right.
We've gone too far.
It's like an NLE in Minecraft. And so now we need some like,
See, you know, you just gave me an idea that Minecraft needs to do something like what Grand Theft Auto did and actually just incorporate like movie editing tools within the game.
There you go.
Actually, like replay what happened in the past 30 seconds and give different eye points in a scenario that occurred and allow those to be edited and uploaded directly to YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that like would be running in a loop so you can get different camera angles and stuff of the action and
pause it, slow it down, speed it up.
Yeah.
There is a plugin that will do that, but it's really sophisticated to get working. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I like it. Cool. All right, then.
Well, I don't have anything to add except for our sponsor. If you go to audibletrial.com/theshaft, you can try out Audible for 30 days, get 2 credits, right? Right? 2 credits?
That's right.
And you can use one of your credits on a book called We'll Destroy the Galaxy for Cash. And it is written and read by Yahtzee Croshaw. Right?
Who's that? The guy from
The Escapist, the guy who does No Punctuation.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know his name.
He wrote a book called We'll Destroy the Galaxy for Cash, and he reads it, and you can get it. It's a 9-hour Audible original, We'll Destroy the Galaxy for Cash. You should check it out.
Nice.
Oh, zero punctuation. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. I think I will check that out. That sounds awesome. What did you say?
I think I said no.
No punctuation. Yeah. It definitely had, it was zero. So you were kind of correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what would make a good book name? Bring Me the Head of Wes Wilson.
Read by Wes Wilson's head.
We can make that happen.
Awesome. Well, then.
I don't think we don't have any sightings.
Have we done it?
I think we're done. I think
Ghost from Texas.
Yeah.
Are there any Minecraft tools or websites that you just cannot live without?
Minecraft tools or websites that I cannot live without? I mean, CurseForge has been what has made modded so realistic for so many people, right? I mean, as soon as you want to do anything modded, like the go-to is using the CurseForge, you know, component of that. So, I mean, that's that. You can use other launchers like Technic or whatever like that, but they're just not the same. I mean, CurseForge is too good when it comes to that. And then I guess news for them, they're no longer with Twitch anymore. They're actually with Overwolf. I think it's what it's called.
Oh, they're with Overwolf now?
Yeah. Cool. So they're not on Twitch anymore. I guess I don't know what's going to happen with the Twitch client and doing all the modded there. But yeah, they're moved over with Overwolf. I saw that announcement.
Is this Twitch or Curse Voice or Curse Forge? You're saying
Curse Forge. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What did I say?
No. I was.
Oh.
You said no punctuation.
Because it's been such a Curse went to Twitch. Then they split and part of Curse stayed with Twitch and then the other part went with Fandom with their wikis and stuff. And so in my head I was thinking that part, but you were talking the voice has.
Well, Curse Forge, the Minecraft part of it, I guess, or modded component of that. Yeah. Is now with Overwolf. Yeah.
And then even further, it was Curse Forge, not either of the other things I was thinking. So,
yeah. There's so many components now. They're just.
So we like to give out a passcode every episode that people can use on our website to get badges. And we're going to make a badge for you
Oh no.
That people can then go to our website, put in a code, and then they'll get a badge. Bing! So you get the honor of coming up with the passcode. It's all lowercase. It can be a few words.
So it's going to be either between hacks, H-A-X, or waffles.
I think it should be waffles.
Probably waffles. Yeah. I think we use waffles in most places.
Okay. And that's with a Z, right?
No, that's S. That's okay. Normal.
Just W-A-F-F-L-E-S.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to make that, and it'll, when the episode comes out, it will be live, and you'll be able to get it. Look at the show notes.
Waffles.
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 He's a virtual character on our stream that acts up. Actually, hold on. I can bring Waffles on camera right now. There you go.
Oh, awesome.
He's the blue alien in our stream.
Hey, Waffles.
He's kind of a jerk.
Well, cool. I'll have to get a picture of Waffles to put on the badge.
Oh yeah, I got all sorts of artwork I can give you.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, Ghost, you know, Ghost has been a good friend of mine for a really, really long time, and we've done some gaming together, and I was really excited to get you on the show despite all our technical difficulties.
Hey now.
I am happy. But thank you so much for joining us. And let's talk about maybe getting back together. And then if you ever decide that you want to do any multiplayer that's not like, you know, 20 years of pipes and chess, you let me know and I'll come play some Minecraft with you sometime.
We also need to do more Super Animal Royale now that we're now over here on Twitch. So.
Yes. I need Eric. Have I ever made you play Super Animal Royale?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I played a couple times with you guys.
So good. So good. New content coming out this Thursday.
Oh, I'm going to have to play this for sure.
So good. 2D. It's a 2D BR where you're cute animals.
And you murder each other.
Yes.
Sounds like something I need to get my kids into.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not, it's, there's not really any blood or anything. It's fine. You know, it's not like you're hacking people apart with axes. It's just standard, you know, shotguns and machine guns and, just, you know, that stuff.
Keep your kids away from the party bush and you'll be okay.
Yes, yes, because that's where coronavirus started.
Oh, no. The party bush.
But anyway, thank you so much for being on the show. Is there anything else where do you want to talk about how people can find you?
I'm literally Ghost from Texas everywhere. Like, I have the name everywhere except for like PlayStation Live. So if you ever want to find me, I'm on most things.
Are you there on Beam?
Yeah. Beam.pro/Ghost from Texas.
Yeah. He was actually one of the, were you the third partner?
So, there were a few partners that were sort of like friends and family testers, like very early on. They weren't like true partners accepted. T-Love was the very first partner accepted before they actually opened up partnerships.
Yeah.
Because they were wanting to beta test the process and he was the largest streamer on the platform. As soon as they opened up partnerships, which was September of 2015, they accepted 10 people and I was one of those 10 people.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
That's really cool.
Oh, gee.
You have what? One of like maybe 3-5 year hoodies?
I am one of the few people that technically have a 5-year hoodie, and apparently I'm one of the only people who will ever have a 5-year hoodie on Mixer.
Yeah. So,
I think there's probably like maybe less than 30 people who will probably get that jacket.
Nice. I was really looking forward to getting mine because all I have still is my Mixer staff hoodie. And I feel like a jerk walking around about that when I worked there for 2 years, you know?
Oh, I still have my Beam partner hoodie. They literally, they gave us the Beam partner hoodies. 1 month later, they renamed the Mixer.
Yeah.
That's how that one went down.
my Beam partner hoodie, my wife has absconded with it and I don't get to use it anymore. Mm-hmm. That's her. Absconded. That's her hoodie now. So we've got on too far. We should probably push the button.
No, never. I don't have a button, Wes.
Oh, okay. We'll edit it in right here. Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And then insert right there.
Yep.
It just went black. Is that your...
That was the insert. I was going to try something.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Try away.
Congratulations. You made it through The Shaft alive. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast player and leave us feedback. Read show notes, leave us a voice message, and find out more about the show at www.theshaft.live.